what's driving a lot of this market action here is, you know, expectations that some of these big pharmaceutical companies are making some progress on the vaccine front to get a sense of kind of what's going on the vaccine front, plus kind of what the CDC here in the U.S. is trying to do in terms of antibodies. We are pleased to welcome Bloomberg Law Health Care reporter Shira Stein. So, Shira, just kind of starting it off a little bit, the news today driving the markets here, looks like Moderna is having some success here. AstraZeneca as well. I saw some research out that they may be having some success. What's the thinking here as it relates to vaccines?
Yeah, I mean, we saw yesterday Moderna put out data from their phase one trial for their vaccine, and it shows that the vaccine produces antibodies. That's really important to protecting people. We don't know how long antibodies last yet. That's going to be an important point for scientists to figure out to see if the vaccine will work long-term for protecting the population. But this is the first step in getting to a COVID vaccine.
So it's interesting here. I think, you know, we all want to get to a vaccine, Shira. I think that's kind of obviously what the market's looking for. It's what the world is looking for, quite frankly. But in the interim, there's some work to be done as it relates to scientists understanding kind of what antibodies people may have had who had the virus. Where are we on that in terms of what the CDC here in the U.S. is looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. The CDC has been partnering with blood donation organizations like the Red Cross and something called the Vitalant Research Institute. Vitalant has been doing a smaller scale study of how many people have antibodies in their blood who are donating blood. Initially, it started out with six metropolitan areas, and they announced earlier this week that they're going to be expanding that to all 50 states. That's going to be huge. It's going to help us understand how many people have actually already had this virus. We've seen some studies come out of places like Santa Clara and Los Angeles and New York State, but one state or one county doesn't really provide a good picture of how many people, especially when those studies have been in places that have had the virus a lot.
Yeah, sure. I'm so glad you bring this up because it comes down to sample size. Oxford, Moderna, whatever, you know, the other 472 people trying to find this miracle vaccine, that's great. How big is the final sample size before Vet Bill tries it? I mean, how many people are tested before we have it available to us?
You mean for a vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that each phase three trial, which is the final stage of a vaccine trial, is going to have about 30,000 people in each candidate. That's a pretty large trial. They need to see how people respond to it and to do this quickly. And so they're looking at doing a fairly large sample size to produce this faster, to get better results, to get it faster.
All right. So, Shira, so, you know, the CDC here, I mean, I think the question for a lot of folks is, okay, maybe I've had it. If I've had it, what do my antibodies really mean? Does this mean I don't get it again like some of the other diseases that we've all grown up with? Or does it just mean I don't get it for another 3 months or 6 months? Is that something the CDC is trying to get a handle on here? Do we know that?
Yeah, scientists are doing research. We saw a study, I think in the last few months, that said that the antibodies only last 2 or 3 months, but that's one study. We need to obviously have a lot more research before we determine how long antibodies are going to last. But that's a really important question that the CDC and other researchers are trying to address, because if the antibodies don't protect you for a long period of time, that's going to change how they address the vaccine, how they address possible therapies.
Yeah, that's a key point here, and hopefully the good folks down at the CDC in Atlanta will be able to give us some good information there. Shira Stein, thank you so much for joining us. Shira is a Bloomberg Law Healthcare reporter.